We are back live. I'm going to go ahead and just go to your calls now, and then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to news blitz for the rest of the broadcast. Coming up, DHS may scrap Border Patrol project. They never really built anything to begin with. And then I have an L.A. Times article. This is out of Information Week. I have an L.A. Times article, What American Border Agents Search and Seize. And it's citizens they're harassing. They were using Border Patrol up in Pittsburgh for the G20. They're doing anything but stopping illegal aliens, which, again, illustrates how they build up these grids to fight Al-Qaeda or illegal aliens, and it's always for the American people. I'm going to break that down. Also, over in England, it came out 6 years ago that Tony Blair was secretly legalizing all the illegals and had a deal with the EU to bring in unlimited numbers, mainly so they have a domestic client group that can be politically active for the globalist and that will take welfare to further bankrupt the country to the bankers. Secret labor plan to increase immigration for social reasons dismisses public opposition as racist. You don't want to pay for all the taxes for these people? Because they bring the foreigners in and just cram a welfare bottle in their mouth. That's coming up. Meanwhile, they're throwing the book at the American people. Queens girl, Alexa Gonzalez, hauled out of school in handcuffs after caught drawing on desk, saying, I love my friends. I love my friends, Abby and Faith. Lex was here. I mean, I see articles where they're arresting people for no seatbelts now. Just throwing the book at citizens, but illegals are above the law and Geithner's above the law. The highest levels of government, they're above the law. At the lowest levels, they're above the law. Only the milk cow Americans are being crushed and squeezed. Let's go to the phone system here at our studio. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Washington. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Good. I was calling. Me and my girlfriend are making the movement here in Spokane, Washington, and Gonzaga private school up here. And we were wondering if you, we don't know if you do this, but if you could come down and give a talk. We're going door to door, tell people about you and trying to get the word out. I also have a website called FindingTruth509.com that should be up and running by Friday.
So well, let me say this. I would love to... I've been invited to speak at In the Fed rallies with Ron Paul. I've been invited to speak in, you know, England, everywhere. I've been invited to go on national television, different places, but they want me to fly. I'm so busy doing radio, TV, films, and building my TV studio and trying to spend some time with my family that if I choose to go with the model of traveling around, I couldn't do what I'm doing here. And digitally and through media, I can reach hundreds of times the people. I mean, I've already done several radio interviews today. I'm doing more tomorrow. Or I can fly somewhere and talk to 500 people, 1,000, even 20,000. It just doesn't work. You know, I've only come out recently, you know, to a demonstration to try to defend the Second Amendment. And I went to the gun show to try to support it. So I feel bad every day having to turn people down who invite me to come speak, but I appreciate the offer. And I appreciate what you're doing. I mean, this is about you being a leader in your area, Jonathan.
Oh, definitely. And I was also wondering if you had any advice of how to make it, you know, how to get out to people in a bigger, I guess, audience. Because, I mean, I have a website that I'm getting up, but, you know, that doesn't even reach, you know, enough people, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. If you launch a website... and then say, hand out 1,000 flyers in the town, like key info, and then the name of your website, and put it on telephone poles and things, you'll get a massive response. And then if you update it, it'll take time. A lot of people expect instant results. No, it takes time. Okay, put one foot in front of the other. You can start an organization, go on the local meetup groups, start organizing, and pick local goals, but also educate people about the international and national scope as well. But great question, Jonathan. Dylan, Ron, John, Wade, Neil, Harold, Tyler, Jerry, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. You found it. The front lines of the info war. The tip of the spear.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of February, 2010. Big news blitz coming up. Get into the hypocrisy of law enforcement, state and federal government, not enforcing against criminals, but throwing the book at the American people and harassing us and violating all of our rights to basically break us like a pimp would break a whore into total submission. But the people are saying no. Okay, so many calls. I don't know where I left off. Who is up next here? Dylan in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First off, I enjoyed yesterday's piece on the drug war. Very interesting. But what I wanted to speak with you today was something you mentioned earlier on the show, talking about them killing 80% or 90% of the population is what I believe. And basically, the New World Order's agenda. Now, I saw a video of you on YouTube where you were walking around in Georgia filming the coffins that FEMA purchased for its American citizens. With that said, I can personally acknowledge that they do have a very large controlled grid in Georgia. I used to work for a very large corporation, and they're literally the phones, computers, air conditioning, everything, lights, everything was controlled by a grid in Georgia. Basically, my main question is, with all of this and what FEMA is doing, Will we be able to tell when martial law will be instated?
All right, Dylan, let me clarify and answer your question. Number one, I never went to Georgia and walked around in the coffins. That's somebody else with a southern-sounding accent. I guess they sound a little bit like me. But, yes, those are coffin liners. And we did confirm last year with the Bureau of Cemeteries from New York and other states that they are preparing for mass death during a bio attack or a natural plague of some type. And clearly one big rail of tyranny and bringing in possible martial law or full-born martial law would be a staged bio attack. Now, that said, when you are put through naked body scanners, when they're having TSA checkpoints in Miami and Dallas, Texas, and New York and Boston, Massachusetts, randomly searching people, or you go downtown Austin and they randomly wand people now, or you try to go to a fireworks display and they're searching you in your bags, or having regular Army out, or Marines. This is martial law. Or when the governor last year in Tennessee says you can't have military checkpoints in all these towns, the military just went ahead and did it. That is martial law. It's just not declared. They are training us that a martial law type atmosphere is normal and acceptable, okay, without ever even declaring it. I mean, when the government's saying they'll kill U.S. citizens without a trial and they'll arrest you under terrorism charges in non-terror-related cases and waive your rights, that is martial law. So it's a gradual, incremental march into tyranny that we're facing. Let's go ahead now, and let's talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Hey, it's been great to talk to you. I haven't been able to talk to you since Friday before the gun show, but I mentioned to you about a change in tactic relating to this Mr. Stacks bombing thing. Yesterday, with the article that you had with Mr. Drew about his interrelations with those L3, in his letter that he wrote, I'm not going to call it a manifesto because Karl Marx wrote a manifesto. That's a manifesto. This is.
I understand, but in his letter, go ahead.
Yeah, in his letter, he makes a reference to when he was working in Southern California, and at that time frame that he's mentioning in it, L3 was doing a lot of work in involving with the Global Hawk and everything else. I look at it like this. You were wanting to know where we see the state of the country going. I see it heading slowly as a probing tactic into what we will and will not accept. The incident with Mr. Stacks is still, to me, slowly, just like probably with anybody else, still looking like it's being staged. But I think he was onto something, and they silenced him, and they tried to set it up to where he was doing something and made it focus on him rather than the main issue.
Well, you get one of the most secretive companies involved in all sorts of remote control aircraft activity, and you've got one of their top Homeland Security people that's tied in with L3 owning the hangar his plane was in. And by the way, I'm going to get to that towards the end of the show. We now have the Statesman reporting he got to the hangar 2 hours before. So how did he set the fire at his house? I guess he could have time delayed it, but they say the house was on fire about 8:45. 2 hours before that, he's already at the hangar, 25 miles away. So the whole thing gets more and more suspicious. You have all these witnesses saying they saw no one in the cockpit. They could see into it, that the emergency workers from all over Travis County and the city of Austin were there across the street for a drill, that the FBI was on the ground before, and other reports seconds after the plane hit and the explosion was heard. You add the fact that they did send Geithner down here to grandstand and try to look like a victim for himself and the IRS. The fact that it did happen in Austin, you add all this together, it's getting very suspicious, and I'll go over that towards the end of the show because the file on Joe Stack is getting thicker. Just on the whole L3 situation, and we're investigating. Let's go back to the Genesis phone lines. Wade in Canada, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Thanks for everything that you're doing. It's awesome. I've been listening to you for about 6 months now. It's just amazing. I just want to speak about the Deborah Medina thing. Some people are saying that she's getting blackmailed, but even if she is, like, she should stand up for herself, you know, like, if she did something in college or whatever, people make mistakes. Stand up, tell the truth, you know, get it out there.
Well, I want to be clear. There's no evidence that she's being blackmailed. A couple callers have said that, and I've said there's no evidence of that. And, again, new listeners are tuning in every millisecond. That's lady running for governor here in Texas that we've been supporting. And the whole Glenn Beck thing happened where he said she was a 9/11 truther. She said, no, I support people's right. She said it's, quote, healthy. Those towers did fall in a strange way. And then she said, days later, it's despicable and horrible and agreed that we're this dangerous cult. And I'm saying, man, that's quite a flip-flop. That hurts my feelings. I didn't know I was despicable. And so I'm saying, what are they going to say about this? I'm angry about this. And most people agree and are angry. A few say, no, she is God. You don't question Obama. You don't question her. You don't question Glenn Beck. You know, just everybody has their own little camp followers where it's just worship, worship, worship. And that's not who I am.
Good. You got to stand up. You know, lots of people died for you guys to have the freedom of speech. And, you know, you got to fight for that. You know, and this is another thing about Glenn Beck. You know, you could tell he's a phony because he goes there and he calls 9/11 truthers morons and idiots and stuff like that. But if he's actually a real American, he'd actually be like, good, question your government.
No, he says a lot more. He says we're going to stage terror attacks and murder Obama.
Yeah, but it's him pushing everybody towards violence, though, right? But
absolutely. Whatever. I appreciate your call. Days before the attack last Thursday in Austin, he was saying that these Tea Party people who are birthers are only 5% when the polls show it's more than half of Republicans question the birth certificate. And he was saying 9/11 truths, 5% of the population, another lie, and that we're all dangerous anti-Americans and violent. And then he put Deborah Medina's picture up on the blackboard and next to Van Jones and said, these people hate America. And I came to her defense and said, this is horrible. And instead, her response is just to grovel, prostrate herself before Glenn Beck. I mean, it's just incredible. And throw us under the bus. But I guess I'm supposed to say, that's all right. That's good. But again, it only seems to be, from what I've seen, a few people that are even in her campaign think they're going to get a job or something. It's like we're big city politics or something. They're like, no, it doesn't matter what she does. We've got to do this to win. You know, we've got to be deceptive. What? And some people are like, Alex is very Machiavellian. He's trying to make it look like she's not a 9/11 truther to save her. What? Save her. What Beck did to her really hurt her. Said again in 5 points a week. 2 weeks after, she's lost 5 points. That's 15 she's lost. 10 she should have gotten on track, and the 5. She's got a 20 point now. And by her going into a tailspin and retracting like she's bad or something, people don't like that. No one likes that. But whatever. It's too bad. Let's go ahead and talk to Neil in Jersey. Neil, you're on the air. Neil. Okay, let's move on to Harold in Florida. Harold, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
This is Harold. I haven't called you in a number of years. I listen on shortwave. I'm a senior citizen. It's getting a little non-articulate, I'll say, but I do have about 99% agreement on everything you say. Medina, the Stack thing, the 9/11 truth, Oklahoma City, Glenn Beck, Ruby Ridge, Waco, the whole thing. When you go off the air on shortwave, I guess the switch will get cut off on my receiver like it has on my television. You always say you choose your battles, and I agree with that. You make tactical decisions, some I can't quite comprehend, perhaps. But there is a question I'd like to ask, and I'm sure your friends out here, and me included, would like to hear. What's the difference, and I'm going to use the buzzwords, of not being a truther, or in your case, not being a birther, okay? I'd like to hear a comprehensive explanation from both you and Deborah Medina. And
well, I tell you what, I don't even know her position on the birther thing. But the guys were in there watching a video of her on national TV getting slapped around by CNN. I don't know why her people keep putting her on there. Stay there. I want to understand your question when we come back.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will.
Okay, Harold from Florida, specifically. You're saying, what's the difference between a birther and a truther? Explain that question for me.
That was not the question. The question was, I understand what Deborah Medina said on the Limbaugh show about her stand there, and I consider that her stand was despicable. Okay, but as far as being whether she was a truther or not, as to use those words. I don't understand, however, and this is your program, you can throw me off, you pay the bill, but I don't understand your position on your stand where you said, I am not a birther. I believe the Barack Obama presidency is a total fraud, and I see a comparison here between her not being a truther and you not being a birther. Hold just a second. Article 2 of our Republic Constitution, Section 1, says that the president has to be a natural-born citizen.
Let me stop you. I understand the question now, and it's a good question. Number one, we've had Phil Berg on here repeatedly. We had him on back when this wasn't even on the radar screen during the campaign, okay? And I do think there's a cover-up going on. I've said I don't know, and I've said I think it's legitimate, but I can't call myself a complete birther because I don't know. Something like 9/11, I have so much evidence. And it does appear that he's not, we know his real name was Barry Sataro. We know he did go to these Muslim schools in foreign countries, and the media would poo-poo that a year ago, right after he got in office. And so one of the first places people heard about the birth certificate issue was here. Okay, and I also had, who's the guy that wrote The Late Great USA on over and over again about it? I'm having one of those moments. Dr. Jerome Corsi. I have had constant. I just don't hammer it because I can prove he's lying about torture, that he wouldn't do it, or hiring lobbyists, or new wars, or the Patriot Act that he would get rid of. And so in Fall of the Republic and in Obama deception, we don't get into that because I wanted it to be things that were 100%. Now, you're missing the boat here. I am not criticizing Deborah Medina for saying that 9/11 truthers are despicable. That's pretty bad. The issue is she said that we were good, healthy people asking serious questions. She has questions about the towers. We have a right over and over and over and over again, during back, after back, and then flip-flopped. It's flip-flopping. I've always said I don't know about the birth certificate. There's a lot of evidence, but they're covering it up, that he isn't a citizen. So if I wasn't clear on that, I'm sorry. But it's a totally different issue. Now, what do you say to that, Harold?
Okay, you had Rick Perry for 14 years, and you know where he stands. Deborah Medina, I agree. I was very disappointed to hear her say what she said. I was very disappointed to hear you say you were not a birther. She said she's not a truther.
No, I don't.
So, you know, what I'm saying here is I would like to hear a real comprehensive airing of both of these stands personally.
Well, let me ask you a question. When did you hear me say, I said I wouldn't call myself, I remember saying that, a complete birther, saying a birther believes he wasn't born here. I'm saying there's a cover-up, and it may be true, and we've investigated. I've only said I'm investigating. And I just don't think you even heard what I just said to you. It's the saying 9/11 truth is a legitimate research position and then saying it's despicable a week and a half later. That's my issue, sir, and I've been saying that since yesterday. That's why I'm concerned. But you know what? I've already meant to do this. I want to get Phil Berg back on. We have a video interview we've done that I want to put up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Just we're bogged down trying to finish up Burmese's film. It's an excellent film. We're just on that. And I have actually been doing research. See, I'm not sure about Joseph Stack, but a lot of evidence points towards it being an inside job with the kamikaze attack. So we're looking at that. I wasn't sure for a week or so about the underwear bomber. That doesn't mean I'm not saying it couldn't be an inside job. We're here collating the information. But I appreciate your question, Harold. And you're specifically saying you'd like to hear Deborah Medina on her website or on this show or some other show give a complex, detailed answer like I just gave on the birther issue. And I think that's totally legitimate. But you're missing the forest for the trees, though, on why I'm concerned. And nothing to do with whether she's a 9/11 truther or not. And I've been saying that since yesterday when I broached this subject. More calls, tons of news, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another
last. Rasmussen, over the last 3 days before this latest gaffe came out, that no one likes indecision or flip-flopping. They conducted a poll on Monday and Tuesday over a two-day period. It came out this morning, Dallas Morning News, that Medina is now at 16 points. She was at 24, slid to 20 in the last 2 weeks, slid to 16, and other polls are showing similar. Hutchinson is slipping, and Perry is, I mean, Republican voters mainline want to feel like they're winners. And see, when Beck said, you're not a winner, you can't win, they said, well, we don't want to vote for somebody who isn't a winner. And then I guess the Medina people just panicked and said, we hate the truthers. In fact, the guys are in there watching her on CNN. Did you guys ever find out in that transcript whether she went after birthers? Because that'll be another example. I believe I brought birther stuff up to her before, and she said people have a right to investigate. I mean, will they be despicable like Glenn Beck says? Glenn Beck says you're despicable and bad if you're a birther. I say more power to you. It's your right to research it. Looks like there's something there. But here it is, latest Rasmussen poll. Perry, 48. Hutchinson, 27. Medina, 16. If he gains another 2 points, ladies and gentlemen, In fact, go to the Dallas Morning News and click on the Rasmussen itself. I want to put the actual Rasmussen up on. Yeah, it's right here. It says latest Rasmussen poll, Perry 48, Hutchinson 27, Medina 16, by Mike Hashimoto. And it says the Rasmussen poll in the Texas gubernatorial primary is out, and the news appears pretty good for Governor Rick Perry, who has picked up 4 points to 48% since the start of the month compared to the last two Rasmussen polls. Kay Bailey Hutchinson is down 2 points from 29-27, but interestingly, Deborah Medina is polling at the same 16% as she was before she briefly lost her mind on Glenn Beck's 911 Truther Inquisition. Well, that's not right. She was above 20 then. With early voting underway, Rasmussen asked those who voted already which way they went. The answer, Perry 49, Hutchinson 24, Medina 20. See, she was at 20 or above before. It's too bad. Perry is a very close to avoiding a runoff, which could save his campaign a fair bit of money that could also to apply to the general election against Bill White. That said, it will be interesting to see if any Democrats take Paul Bucca's suggestion and cross over to vote for Hutchinson, thereby increasing chances of a Perry weakening runoff. For Mark Davis, take on the primaries and a couple of out-of-state representatives visit, and it's got the link to that. Isn't Mark Davis the radio talk show host? Yeah, he writes for them. He's the one that threw Medina under the bus again in the last few days. Even after she denied anything decent with 9/11 Truth, he then attacked her again and said, well, that just shows you don't have good judgment. And again, this is a great example for people in other states. When you run for governor or run for state legislature, don't end up this way. Don't flip-flop. Don't do this. Look, if she would have said, look, the commission says investigate, I'm only questioning the majority of Americans in this poll, do, Glenn. What are you afraid of questions? She wouldn't then have lost all the 9/11 truther votes. People got mad at her press release she put out that day 2 weeks ago and the rest of it. And I defended her and said, that's okay. That's all right. You know, we still need to support her. You know, she can still win if you get out there and do it. And no one likes flip-flopping. And we can now know in other races around the country, they're going to try this again in the future. Okay, I want to get into this DHS news that I've been talking about all day, but first let's jam in some more calls really fast now. I am giving people 1 minute. Tyler in Canada, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm 17, been listening for like a year and a half, listen every day, got two quick questions. What are the chances that herb could be used to fake global warming effects, and what about the possibility of the flipping of the Earth's magnetic polarity, thus freezing the people in the lower hemisphere?
Well, that's an excellent group of questions. The Pentagon admits they have weather weapons since the 60s. The Secretary of Defense in 97 gave a speech, Cohen did, admitting they have it. Tectonic weapons, weather weapons, and yes, they could engage in weather weapon operations to scare people into submission or scare you with regular weather and say it's abnormal. And Bill Gates, the Pentagon, they're all in the news, the White House science czar, saying we're already been practicing terraforming, spraying chemicals in the air. That's the chemtrailing. And now we want to go even more massive and do this publicly to save the Earth from global warming. So it's also a cover for all their weather modification manipulation that's going on. Just like laptops are spying on you with the cameras and microphones, and people didn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. Just like they're taking baby's blood at birth. People didn't believe me even when I had the documents. Now it's mainstream news. They do believe it. It's all documented they're manipulating the weather, that they could create, control, steer hurricanes. Stanford Research Institute, Naval Weapons Lab, Ben Livingston, 1967 certified. They've been doing it since the early 60s, but certified at the 60s. It isn't real because people don't see it all over the news, but it's been declassified. And so, excellent question. The other one was about pole shifts. The pole has been moving an unusual amount in the north and the south, and it does flip around, and the planet does move around and do things. And it, I mean, all the continents were once together in Pangaea. I mean, who knows what could happen? Giant meteors hit us. The point is, the only thing that's constant is change. Okay, let's go to Let's go to Jerry in Florida. Jerry, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to get through. I just real quick wanted to compliment you on your impeccable Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. I listen to you all the time, and when you kick into one of your rants and you get going on that, dude, I just die.
The people are nothing. They're weak. We would ignore them, roll over them.
Stop it. Stop it, you.
No.
Hey, listen.
No. Steroids.
What I wanted to comment on was the clip that you were playing with the Medina being interviewed by that guy who was basically, in a nutshell, I think we've all pretty much heard it, saying that truthers, that's good, you're not a truther. Well, my question to him would have been, well, if I'm not a truther, then what am I supposed to be?
A liar?
No, thanks. I think I'll stick with truth, because regardless of what the truth is, it's the truth. That doesn't make you a bad person. If we all turn out to be lunatics and the buildings really did fall under the circumstances that we've all been led to believe, then okay, we're wrong, but all we were seeking was the truth. That doesn't make us bad people.
Everything today, and I appreciate your call, it's a great point. It's got to move on, though, so everybody gets on, is that the government has declassified that they've staged many terror attacks and proposed staged terror attacks in the past. So questioning that, questioning an event when government stands to gain, like we did on the flu or WMDs or anything, that's the only position to have. I mean, if you've got a neighbor that's robbed you two or three times and you come home and your house is robbed again, you're going to look at the neighbor who's done it before. And then the neighbor comes out and says, it's despicable of you to question me. It's incredible. So they're trying to create this illusion that it's not proper to ask questions, and it's evil, and it's violent, and it's horrible, and it's a cult, and it's, oh, because they're mad we won't shut up and go away. We have internal White House documents from Cass Sunstein that we're their big enemy. And look at Beck and look at the White House. They're together on this, attacking us. What are they so afraid of if it's so ridiculous? All right, let's go back to our phone system. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got two quick questions, but I wanted to make a comment about people attacking you.
Yes, I love it.
I just want to say your actions speak for themselves, and that's the only thing they can do to slow you down is to distract you and try and get you off your game. And for every attack, they're just introducing people who have never would have heard of you anyhow. They're introducing you to people who would have never heard of you and unintentionally planting seeds for us.
No, that's the big dirty secret. And no matter how nasty the lies, how elaborately ridiculous, in the end, it only helps us reach new people. I mean, people attacking us is a small stream of new listeners, but it's still substantive. Every person we're able to really reach out to and really wake up is invaluable. The attacks from mainstream media don't even send us that many people, because mainstream media doesn't have that many viewers anymore. I mean, that's the big illusion. People will spend all this money on big mainstream TV, radio, print, and it doesn't get you a good response because people aren't listening. And mainstream media is so discredited now that when they attack me, it only makes people go, well, I better check this guy out. I mean, take Texas Monthly. Cover story on me. This month's issue. I wouldn't call it a hit piece. It's got website names wrong, dates of key things wrong, even though I told them. It's got distortions like, oh, there's really no plan to exterminate the majority of the population. Alex sent me one document, and it said a little bit of that. No, I sent him a whole bunch. Okay. And so almost every comment on the article agrees with me and is giving them sources of where I said things. So I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Questions?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, before I get to them, it may seem like you get it from all sides, but there is love out there for you, too.
Are you kidding? 90% of what I get is love. I love it.
Well, I sent you a birthday present. I don't know if you got it. Bunch of CDs.
Yes. Thank you. Real fast, the question, because I got to get to others.
Okay. They've both been Laden related. One is just really short, what is the BCCI bank? And the other one is Sudan offered Bill better relations with the U.S. Sudan offered bin Laden to Bill Clinton. What was Bill Clinton's response to Sudan?
That was in 1996, and he said, we don't want him.
Didn't he blow up, didn't he attack him over, did he, like, bomb their pharmaceutical plant?
Yes, he did. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. Yeah, they cruise missiled it. Let's go ahead and talk to Isaac in Texas. Isaac, you're on the air.
Yes. How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
I had a personal question. Who do you think we ought to go ahead and vote for? And is there any hope for Texas due to the stage terror, the body scanners, and Devin Medina flip-flopping?
Well, I mean, look, I think you should still vote for Devin Medina. I don't think people who voted for her wasted a vote. I just being called despicable and watching her flip-flop is very painful and hurt me. And so that's why I'm upset about it. And now some of the responses I'm seeing from the campaign, I mean, for now I'm saying go ahead and vote for her. But go to her website. Have we gotten any response yet from these people? I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in California. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I got a couple comments on Devin Medina. One real quick one here. You know, one of the things that bothered me the most about it was calling people despicable. She's basically stomping on free speech at that point in time. And so she,
yeah, but hey, know, don't criticize her. You're evil. I mean, you're not. You don't have your free speech now.
Oh, I understand. I understand that. And here's a couple other points for you real quick. 26 years ago, Frank Zappa, you see the video on Musicians for Freedom, was talking about, in 1984, race-specific bioweapons.
So I've had his wife on. I've had his wife on.
And the last point is I thought you might find this an interesting link between the Rothschilds and Al Gore. Jacob Schiff, his grandson, Andrew Schiff, is married to Al Gore's daughter, Katrina.
Yes, I've seen that.
I find that no small bit of irony, in particular regarding David de Rothschild, the mouthpiece for Europe, regarding global warming, and then you got Al Gore over here, and then we see some type of loose blood relationship that they form.
Well, it's like Kerry and Bush being cousins, and on every side of their family, it's like a breed of dog. They're all related, like French bulldogs or beagles. It's all basically one family tree. It's Obama's related closely to Cheney.
It's just amazing. People start to really look at that aspect of it. It's no surprise why we're at today.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Okay, there's so many phone calls here. Who's been holding the longest on our phone system? Paul in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead. Guess he's been holding so long, he's gone. Chris in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, Jack McLam, Dr. Sam Monteith, Keith, Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Larry Pratt. I heard you. These are all members of the Council for National Policy that we never hear talked about on the show, and there's constantly guests who are involved and rub shoulders with people like, George Bush and Alan Keyes and, Alberto Gonzalez, Pat Robertson. I heard you just attacking him earlier. Dr. Dobson, and that the group for Council for National Policy is an ultra secret right group. And I heard you talking with Peter Dale Scott about this, and you actually said, this is a quote from you, the CFR or the CNP is a junior CFR.
Well, I mean, let me be clear, and I appreciate your call. Look, what people do is they invent new special conspiracies that are theirs. Okay, and by the way, I had Peter Dale Scott on 10 years ago talking about the CMP. And for you to say I never talk about it isn't true. I brought it up with him when he was on, I think, the show last time. Burma's asked him about it for the film he's making. He's in there. So I don't work for the Republican Party. I have different guests on. I mean, I had Rothschild on. People say, I must like him. No, I had him on and skewered him. In fact, we're going to skip this last break because I want to have time to hit these other two articles. That's where I'd get to. But on this subject, that was the Hunt brothers, and they wanted to take over politics, and they were big anti-Kennedy people, and that is a right-wing thing. But people send emails saying, there's proof you're CNP and all this. I'm not. I don't even go to Republican meetings. I don't go to anything. It's like an inquisition. I'm talking about naked body scanners, cameras in your computer watching you, the IRS out of control, banks stealing trillions, bring them to justice. I'm interviewing Peter Del Scott over and over again. He can talk about whatever he wants on this show. And then it's like, ooh, Alex Jones won't talk about CMP, Council on National Policy. Is that right? Council on National Policy? I mean, it's a group, I think back in the 80s, where whether it was co-opting the anti-New World Order movement or was good and then got bad, I haven't really studied it that much. I just know there's all sorts of groups and interchanging organizations. I mean, I'm criticizing Pat Robertson. You're discrediting yourself with what you're saying. I was just talking bad about Robertson. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts admits he used to be a big Republican. Now he comes out against him. I mean, you judge a tree by its fruits. I'll bring CMP up. Remind me, guys, next time Roberts is on with us, he'll talk about it. I mean, I think they get together and have meetings and talk about how they want to take over the Republican Party. I mean, that stuff goes on everywhere. It's like a, there's a camp that says I work for the Jews, which I don't. There's a camp that says I work for the Catholics, which I don't. There's a camp that says I'm a Scientologist, which I'm not. Never been to their meeting, know nothing about it other than it, pretty goofy stuff from L. Ron Hubbard, and it looks like they've done some bad things in the past. CMP. I mean, I'm here doing what I do. I'm here covering issues. And this is why, as a society, we are so screwed up. I mean, I've got people saying I work for oil companies. That's what David Rothschild said on this show. You know, you work for oil companies. I get zero money from oil companies. I actually have family in East Texas. You know, in those areas, an oil well might bring in like $500 a month or something. They're little teeny things. I think my grandma said she gets about $100 a month from some. Because the way oil wells work is somebody will have an oil well on their property, but it's like a pool. And then people with adjoining property, we've got some family land in West Texas. I think decades ago, the well wasn't played out. I think she got a couple $100 a month off that. So, I mean, I guess in a way, it's actually true. I mean, I'm in Texas. I'm not here saying global warming isn't real because I work for oil companies. Oil companies, most of the big ones, including Dutch, Royal Shell, BP, ExxonMobil, and then Google right now. ExxonMobil in favor of carbon tax and endorses global warming. I mean, ClimateGate is real. I'm covering this because I don't want a $2.6 billion tax on my electricity in the next 3 years in Austin. But no, I work for the oil companies. No, I work for me. I don't own any stocks, any bonds. I work for Alex Jones and freedom. And notice that we open the phones up and it's just got to be about Alex Jones. And that's why we can't go anywhere, because here's the deal. People are waking up. We're making giant strides. But people who are caught in this infighting paradigm, they can't make any strides. Because, I don't know, it's a form of illness or something. I've always noticed we'll have FEMA camp documents, and we post them, and nobody wants to read them. They're not popular. But if I post a photo of something people might think is a camp, there'll be 1,000 comments, and it'll go viral on the Internet. It's like speculation is always king. Is this guy a reptoid, or are chupacabras real, or you know, things like this? And I'm here covering real news. I'm here breaking news. I'm here documenting. I'm here making award-winning films and giving them to you for free. I hope you'll buy them on DVD at InfoWars.com and support us. And it's just crazy. You never talk about this organization, but on this show you said this about it. I mean, it looks like a lot of its activities are bad. And I said, looks like it's a junior CFR. I mean, hell, the CFR actually writes many of the laws, like Homeland Security and others, and immigration policy, that are implemented word for word in law. And I'm not saying the CFR runs everything. It's this mental illness about, well, you know, mainstream media every day attacks me. Every day there's an article saying, Jones says it's the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, CFR, Club of Rome, UN. Which is it, Alex? I didn't say that. If you look at who heads up all those groups, including the CMP and all these scores of groups, it's literally like 100 people that head up all the groups, and that's how they control money and power and other politically active groups, diverse groups. Everybody in the CFR isn't bad. Most of them are like porch masons who were on the outside of the thing. And this is the management. I mean, read Carol Quigley's book, An Insider. He explains how all of this operates. And so I'm here saying, no, the major Protestant groups, the major Jewish groups, the major Catholic groups, most of the major Arab countries are all part of this power alliance. The globalists have got deals with the Chinese rulers. It's the ruling class using systems of control to dominate the population. And the ruling class uses big government and the threat of terror and other hoaxes like phony environmentalism as an excuse to get you to give up your life, give up your freedom. I mean, I meant to get to this more today, but here it is at the end. Here's an example. Information Week. DHS may scrap Border Patrol project. The Department of Homeland Security is reevaluating a plan to add security cameras, radar, and sensors to pull efforts along the U.S.-Mexican border. Well, they only built 50-something miles of the 2,000-plus-mile fence. They used illegals to do that. But, meanwhile, all over the country, they've got checkpoints 10 miles, 20 miles, 100 miles deep, the Border Patrol searching citizens. And here's an L.A. Times article about that today. What American border agents search and seize? It's the same thing as the TSA. They take your cell phone, they take your computer, sometimes keep it 2-3 months, take their sweet time downloading everything off of it without a warrant, and giving it to law enforcement if they find anything they think is criminal. They just grab your electronics and just do this. And it says here they're going after citizens. The Border Patrol was used up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the G20. In the last year and a half, civil liberties groups and businesses travel leaders have complained about U.S. Border Patrol agents broad authority to search and seize laptops, other electronic gadgets carried by international travelers. But new information details the extent to which this has happened. And it's just a hellish article about how they're just grabbing thousands and thousands and thousands. In one county, the one that borders San Diego and Mexico, 1,644 devices from travelers entering and leaving the country, according to data of the American Civil Liberties Union. And they took cell phones, laptops, digital cameras, MP3 players, flash drives, hard drives, DVDs. I mean, they just seize whatever they want like they're drugs. And now they want to do this to vitamins. I didn't get to John McCain. He's got a bill to make us like Canada to start restricting vitamins. See, you're being attacked by the power elite. You've got to get them back under the Constitution, get that hedge of protection back around us, and start slashing government. Instead, they're raising taxes, growing government, the whole economy's falling apart. The enemy is the new world order. That's what we've got to get focused on and remove these systems instead of arguing all day about who runs it. See you back tomorrow. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.